Nebraska Extension Almanac.
New research may help high-stress cattle survive tense situations like weaning and transportation. Texas A&M beef cattle research professor Ronaldo Cook explains a Bacillus probiotic supplement that probably won't increase cattle performance, but it could help them survive typical stressful situations.
We were able to run this project there looking to high-risk stalker cattle, which is those recently weaned steers and heifers that instead of going to receiving yards, they go to a stalker operation for a couple months to grow and then hit the feed yards. So as we know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of health and the welfare of high-risk cattle. We do focus a lot on feedlot receiving cattle, but not as much as we should on stalker cattle. And on this project, for instance, even though those animals were grazing, right after weaning, we had almost 50% morbidity, meaning that even though we're not exposing those animals to the stress of feed yards, they still develop some health challenges. Just bought them from auction yards, no history where they came from. We just knew that they were about 500 pounds. We recently weaned based on their age and their behavior, but not a whole lot known in terms of history, previous health records, or anything. So typical high-risk cattle from an auction yard, about not too long on the truck, maybe a couple hours, 3 or 4 hours. So the hypothesis was, what can we do to mitigate disease on those animals, improve their immune competence, and of course, improve performance and productivity. So our hypothesis was based on a nutritional supplement, which is based on, it's a probiotic based on Bacillus bacteria. And the overall hypothesis and based on the premises of the supplement is that it improves overall GI tract health, right? Basically eliminating some harmful bacteria, especially Clostridium, from the GI tract. And with that, improving overall health of that animal. Thinking that the GI tract is the largest immune organ in the body of an animal in terms of immune cells, pathogens, etc. So by improving GI tract health, the goal was to improve overall health of that animal. And this was the approach. We hypothesized that by including this probiotic into their supplement, which was based on DDGs, they were getting about 1% of their body weight in terms of DDGs as a supplement because, they were grazing stockpiled forages. And we included the probiotic into their supplement. Of course, there is a control without the probiotic. And we delivered that supplement with or without the probiotic for 90 days. And then we followed those animals for this 90-day grazing period. Sometimes when you have so much challenge on those animals, health challenges, what prioritize in the animals' bodies to stay alive. In this specific study, we didn't see any improvements in individual performance in terms of average daily gain, as you mentioned. But remember, we were not able to calculate feed intake because they were grazing, right? And we didn't use any technologies to estimate forage intake. So perhaps we could have a same level of average daily gain, but differences in the feed intake and perhaps the supplemented animals were more efficient. We don't know that. But we have other studies where we can control feed intake, and we are seeing an improvement in feed efficiency on the supplemented cattle. So in this study, we didn't pick that up. Again, wasn't designed to measure feed intake because they were grazing. What we noticed on this study was even though general BRD was about 52% on both studies, we had more animals completing the trial on the supplemented group, more animals alive, more animals that were not removed from the study due to extreme morbidity. And that, at the end of the day, made the treatment group more profitable with more production efficiency than the control group. Because even though they're not gaining more weight, we have more animals alive at the end of the study. So in general, from the treated group, all the animals that started the study, arrived at the center, completed the study. On the control group, 5% were either removed due to extreme morbidity and or because they died.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.